Blog Talk Radio.
All right, thanks for tuning in. This is Hope for All Radio Show, and I'm your host, Riz. Thanks to all the listeners and the callers that will be that are online this evening. Well, hopefully your day was a peaceful, relaxing day, and you had a good day. And hopefully you were productive and you got some things that you need to get done. Once again, we have a bunch of foolishness in the news as always, but, you know, that's the news for you. That's what they're supposed to do, bring us everything that's going on around this world. So, you got Obama talking about some, look, Trump won, accept it, but try to bridge the gap and just try to move on and do what we got to do. At the end of the day, that's what it is, for real, for real. He won. I mean, it's not like we got to move on. I'm not going to say that. He won. So now it's pretty much left into seeing what he's going to do within his presidency. I mean, we already know he's about to dismantle some stuff now. That's for sure. So you just got to sit back and see. As soon as he steps into there after January, oh, Lord, January, it's coming too soon. Needed to slow down just a tad bit. Because I don't know about y'all, but I am not ready for that man to be talking about some, yeah, I'm the president. Well, he already saying that, but just for him and his family, oh, my God, these people are, okay, I had to get that out. As you can tell, I am not a supporter. I'm not a supporter of either one of them, first of all. We ain't have really too much of nobody to pick from. Both liars, they both crooks, they both about their own money. I mean, what? I don't know. But if anybody, I would have to go vote for nobody. Yeah, I wouldn't vote for nobody. Sorry. And I know every vote counts, as they say, but, I mean, my little one vote is not going to harm anyone. Trust me. I know that so much. Oh, Lord. Well, as you all know, I've been talking about the situations that transpire in Delaware, not just the stuff that goes on around the world. I try to keep the citizens of Delaware up to date with different things that are transpiring around here, mainly the stuff that you don't really hear in the newspaper because they're not going to put that corruption out there. So the simple fact is they're trying to save their own behind, so they don't want to be out there on Front Street. So let's see. I had a conversation with a young lady I've been calling that works in, first of all, I just want to say, I don't know who's in the governor's office now, but whoever answered that phone today, they need to be fired. She was straight rude. It was not the same young lady who normally answers the phone. It's an older lady who answers the phone, but they got some new people. And I know John Carney just took over, so if that's John Carney's staff, oh, they are in for some stuff because they're not going to be talking to me any kind of way. And I know they're going to have other callers like myself who are not about to sit there and take anybody's lippity-lip-lip. So like I told the young lady today, she can tune in at 6:30 every night, and she will hear me talk about her behind and her nasty behavior. We there remove her. Kim. Yes, that's her name, Kim. In the governor's office, Governor Jack Martell's office, or John Carney, don't know who staff member that is because I'm used to somebody answering the phone. But moving right along. I talked to my daughter yesterday. She called. Let y'all, just to update y'all, I know I haven't really updated anyone on her since she returned. Has a lot she has to deal with. That's one thing I'm going to say. She has a lot she has to deal with. It's nothing is going to be overnight. So, I mean, thanks for your concerns and your prayers. Just continue to pray. That's all we can do until, you know, time heals all wounds. So, it's going to just take some time. That's all. As far as fighting for her rights, I will continue to do that because the state definitely violated her rights on so many different levels. So I'm going to continue to do what I have to do, call whoever I have to call, because the Governor Terry Shelter Group Home, that definitely does not need to be operated under the direction in-house direction of Director Allison and under the direction of the state, because the state is, even though it was started in a, as a nonprofit, it's no longer that. It's run by the state. They receive profits from the state. So Governor Markell needs to be held accountable for his state-run facilities, the Governor Terry Shelton Group Home, where my mentally challenged 14-year-old daughter Mia ran away from after she was forced into the group home by her father and his family back in July of 2016. So this case has just been one thing after another transpiring. So just follow the story. You can go to Mia's GoFundMe page. At the GoFundMe page that's been up for Mia, because as I stated, it's different things that have to be done in order for a successful investigation into everything. I mean, you have Mia's rights being violated, so this takes time and effort, and it takes funds, people, at the end of the day. Right now, I'm not currently working because I'm not able to. My health wasn't the best. I'm still work in progress. Still going to take me some time before I'm able to get back to me. Battling pneumonia, and I had a major surgery, so in order for me to continue, even to continue the radio station, I need donations. Donations are greatly, greatly appreciated in order to keep it going. $5, $2, every little penny helps. That's all I got to say. Every little bit helps. So if you would like to, you can always email me at mcassociates4all@gmail.com. And I'll say it again for you, it's mcassociates4all@gmail.com. You can get in contact with me, and I give you more information on the GoFundMe. If you want to look it up, it's at GoFundMe.com, and it's under Mia Harris. And you can just put Mia Harris, 14, which is her age, and it'll definitely pop up for you. But, yeah, you know, when you're trying to do anything that's right, or just when you're fighting for anything, it's never easy. Never easy. And you definitely got to, when you're dealing with politicians and ousting these politicians and bringing stuff to light, they don't like that because this is their livelihood. But at the same time, they do stuff to the people, and it's the people's livelihood as well. But they don't care about that because they feel as though their livelihood is more important or better than the people that they serve, the constituents that put them into the office. So that's why I said, not taking it anymore. Time to start talking about it. Doesn't time to talk about it. Voice depends, not even just talking about it. You have to action now. Can't just talk, and don't do nothing. Learn to use your paper and your pen. You don't have to use violence. That's why I said violence is not going to solve anything. Got to use your paper and your pen. Got to be heard that way. But that's how they do it on Capitol Hill and everywhere else where they want to get some stuff done. If you want to get a whole bunch of signatures, get some signatures, even with the presidency. I mean, everybody's protesting. So, I mean, we have a whole bunch of these lawyers out here. If any lawyers knows with the federal rules and regulations for presidents, is there anything that the protesters can do to, like, say, put a petition together for, say, a certain amount of signatures called, or to, I don't know. Something, it has to be something. Can't tell me they've never been through this before. They have, back in 1980, I believe. Not 19, I forget what it was. Whatever. But it was the Reagan era, back then. I mean, got to be something. So if any lawyer knows, please, by all means, call in. You can email me. The call-in number is 323 323-642-1559. Once again, I give it to you. It's 323-642-1559. Please call in, suggestions, comments, criticisms. I'm open. As I stated, I know I'm going to have, you know what I mean, some haters that definitely will call in, especially when I'm sitting here talking. I'm going to say not for Trump. When I'm talking not for Trump. So, which is okay. I mean, which is okay. But all I ask is that you be respectful and do not disrespect any of my callers that you are speaking with. Because we did have a situation last week when it happened like that. I'm just going to, oops, lost you. That's that button. Well, let's see. What's that lady on the CNN, no, not CNN, on Fox News, the anchor, Kelly, Megyn Kelly, that's her name. That's the one Donald Trump beat. She's in USA Today's newspaper talking about Kelly survived year of Trump. Really? It's about to get really real for these reporters because Donald Trump is not going to be the president having them talk about him any kind of way. He is going to want to control what is being said about him because he, just like the man called him, he's a narcissist. And he is definitely worried when it comes to image. Like I said, people and their livelihood, people will kill you over their livelihood now. I'm just about of being out and shamed and stuff. They don't want that on them. Mm-mm. They want their name to be left. Oh, I was this and I was this. So will we just have to sit back, watch, and see what transpired. Now, I've been working very, very hard typing letters after letters, calling people, doing different things in order to find out how, I mean, when it comes to my daughter's rights that were violated, how I could get some help. Not even that. We have a commissioner. I mean, that's just one of it. But I have so many different aspects of my daughter's case that opened up different things that transpired that were so, so wrong. It cannot continue to happen, especially for, I mean, it happened to me, myself, and Ms. Gilchrist, Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist. For those who do not know, my newbie like a bag habit, straight dropped me. Like, I want nothing, honey. And dropped all her other clients in order to receive a commissioner's position. In order to receive a commissioner's position that she was confirmed on October 13, 2016, courtesy of the governor, Governor Markell. And pretty much Governor Markell, he did what he did. He confirmed their retaliation from the pretty much speaking up. You know what I mean? Being too boisterous. It's no such thing as being too boisterous about me speaking up about what's been transpiring with my daughter and what in evidence against Ms. Gilchrist, because Ms. Gilchrist was my attorney, but she definitely was not representing me to the fullest. Every time I would ask her to do something, she would either, I mean, she would definitely get upset because, I mean, she just didn't like someone telling her what to do. But at the same time, you're dealing with people's lives. You cannot just sit there and do what you want to do, what you want to do with a person's lives. I mean, when it comes to being an attorney, what kind of attorney does that? These are the ones who don't care. And they just want to take your money and just say, look, I got the degree. Yes, you might have the degree, sweetie, but you do not walk in my shoes. You do not live my life. So therefore, this is where you have to stand up for yourself and say, hey, look, and you have to know your rights, because every single piece of documentation an attorney puts in the court or files on your behalf, you have the right to obtain those documents. When they do it, before they do it, you have the right to see it. They cannot just put any documentation in court without your knowledge. Now, like I said, I'm not an attorney, but I know my rights. So my job is to pass it on to others. I mean, hey, that's what we're here for. Got to pass it on. So make sure, people, that you get your documents at that time from your attorney or any legal thing you're doing, anything you're doing, get a copy. Always get a copy. I mean, God forbid something happens, you need that piece of paper. Oh, I didn't get a copy. But you heard it here on Hope for All Radio Show. Get a copy of everything you do just to be safe. And register, like they say, better safe than sorry. That's why they say people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. It's so true. My mind's sharp, people. Got to definitely continue to feed your mind and definitely continue to feed your soul with the right thing. With the right thing. Well, what's been going on in Dover? Definitely, let's see. We have too many, it's a lot of shootings going on in Dover. It was another teen that was shot and wounded in a hotel parking lot. I mean, like, this is becoming like a mini Camden, New Jersey. Camden, New Jersey, for y'all don't know, is like murder capital of Jersey. I mean, we thought North New Jersey was bad, but Camden is off the hook. Now, Dover, Delaware is becoming off the hook. A 19-year-old man suffered a broken leg after being shot by an unknown suspect in a hotel parking lot early Sunday afternoon. Really? Can't we all just get along? Lord have mercy. Why all the killings? Don't nobody fight no more. Everybody, see, that's the problem. It's a bunch of punks running around here with guns. Punks with guns. What kind of foolishness is that? First thing they want to do is pop off somebody and say something wrong to you. Oh, you got a big tooth. Really? How? Like, it's ridiculous. You can't even walk down the street with nothing. You can't even walk down the street looking fly no more because you're getting straight robbed because crack cocaine and heroin and took over down here in Dover, Delaware. It's ridiculous. It's really, really ridiculous. It don't make no sense. My daughter, my 11-year-old was telling me the other day when she was coming from school, I guess the lady either was strung out on drugs or either way, she was high as a cuckoo's bird. High as a cuckoo's bird, okay? Because the woman ain't had no bottoms on her bottom. She was bottomless. Like, I'm telling you people, like, it is getting really real out here. They gotta get a grip on the drug. The heroin and the stuff is crazy. It's crazy. How can you be outside bottomless? And she had the nerve to be right in front of the fire station. Lord have mercy. They had to run out there, poor woman, try to find her pants. They searching around, she said, looking for her. How'd she lose her pants? Where'd she come from? With no bottoms on her bottom? Like I said, she was high. So she must have thought she was home or something. On a cold daggone concrete. Hopefully she got home safe and everything was all right. I mean, with all this stuff, yeah, nobody would want to live in Delaware. Shoot, you got to watch out for the laws. Then they can fire you at will in this state. Oh, my. You can get fired for just, I mean, anything, pretty much. Now, that's a dangerous thing. They definitely need to change that. That ain't cool. Oh, my bag is everywhere. But either way, I still don't like the law. Shouldn't be able to fire you just because. They definitely should be able to fire you at will. Definitely don't like that. Oh, my goodness. In Maryland, in Ellicott City, Maryland, a man killed his wife by hitting her in the head with a dumbbell. What is wrong with these people? That's why they say you have to be careful of what you say. See, and it's crazy because you should be able to express yourself how you feel and how you are, and you shouldn't have to be, you know, put restraints or holding yourself back from saying what you're pretty much keeping it real because somebody else is going to lose their marbles because they can't take constructive criticism. But that, I mean, at the end of the day, as long as you're respectful, I don't see why you can't just keep it real and tell it like it is, how it is, or what it is. Shoot. Well, I know I am, because I don't have another way to do it. So it's got to be how it is. I know there's Habitat for Humanity. They're definitely building up around here in Dover, Delaware, which is a blessing. That's good, because you have a lot of young single mothers, and you have single fathers also, but young single mothers and fathers that been on housing or the housing assistance for, you know, amount of time or whatever the situation is, that's finally able to own a home and have something to pretty much show for. So that it's awesome. So you do what you're doing, Habitat for Humanity. It's excellent. We need more churches out here doing the same thing. I mean, they collecting donations, but where the proceeds going? What is it going to? I mean, everybody has their own thing, but what are we doing, people? What are we doing with this money? Come on now, stop. We got to help the people. We're supposed to be helping the people. The Bible speaks. We're supposed to help one another. So where's the help? Can't even go to church nowadays and ask for heating assistance. Most churches don't even have heating assistance programs and stuff like that. I definitely remember growing up with heating assistance programs and food programs. I mean, feed the people. It's none of that no more running around here. If y'all can call in and tell me a church that has that, I'm writing on my list, because that's who I need to call just to get different information and let people know, like, okay, you have this place, they do this, they do this. People need it. All right, I have a caller who would like to speak. All right, caller, you're on the air. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, I'm fine. I just wanted to catch up on a serious note. The governor that you are trying to contact has a chief of staff. If you watch the news closely, Donald Trump has a chief of staff, which means they're picking their friends, which they are not going to complain or give you any information in reference to how to write their own people up. They are hiring their own relatives. I really want to see how Donald Trump's going to do this, because according to the Capitol Hill I worked on, you're not supposed to be able to hire your relatives, siblings, supposed to be a law against that. So I want to see how effective he is. But I don't think very seriously that they're going to give them a clearance for top secret information. And then they are running his business. And then the places where we have conflict with some of them, he owns businesses there. It's going to be interesting how this played out. But I just want to let you know that since you can see how Donald Trump staged his own attorney general, secretary of state, they get to bring in their whole crew. So by you, me, or anybody else that's complaining to the governor, people about the governor will never be effective, because they're complaining to their own people and their own relatives. And basically, they're not for the public, they're for themselves. So that's why you are never going to find out how to do that unless you get involved. I challenge any attorneys to call, because I don't hear you guys saying a thing. I realize that your consultation fees are $250. $450, $500. The average person is not going to be able to afford that. Just for consultation, $500. That means they take your case. They can talk on the telephone 1 hour and get $500. Basically, the people here income, they cannot afford it. There's no way it can be worked that way. But as far as drugs, they're academic everywhere, all through the United States. But I just wanted to touch on that note, because you're not going to be effective complaining in the system about the system. It's not going to work. And you can see if you follow Donald Trump very closely, how he's staffing his staff. He's surrounding himself by his kids, but his kids can't help him now. They may have been able to talk for him at first, but now this is him. And I believe that he's not going to lead too far from President Obama, because right now he don't trust nobody. And the people that he trusts, I don't believe at all going to get a clearance. So based on that note, you have a good night.
Thank you very much, Paula. Definitely appreciate that. Thank you, thank you. Have a blessed one. All right, all right. The show is winding down. I thank all my callers for listening. But just like the caller just said, she's so true. I mean, he's definitely not going to go too far. He's definitely not going to go too far from his people. And he's definitely going to have to meet Obama, because, I mean, Obama's smart. He knows what he's doing at the end of the day. And Donald Trump he doesn't have any legal experience. He's never been an attorney. All he knows how to do is buy people businesses right from under their behinds and get over on taxes. So that's not going to get him too far. So he needs these people. But just like the governor with the chief of staff, that's what it pretty much was, because I still have not heard from the governor himself. He's been running messages through his chief of staff since August. And he's been all over the place and haven't been able to speak to him not one single time concerning the Governor Terry Shelter group home in Wilmington, Delaware, and their services and their operation that they're running with the youth of Delaware. I mean, we have to wake up, people. We have kids in this facility that are running away each week. I mean, 4 to 5 children are running away, and this comes from the Wilmington police and Newcastle police officers that I encountered on my search when I was putting up posters and flyers. I mean, these are the same officers that told me pretty much to get off the street. The governor knows what's going on. This is not nothing new for them. I mean, how can you tell a mother that was searching for her child something like that? These are the people that we have in our streets, the ones that are supposed to serve and protect us. That's mistrust right now. But one thing I definitely need y'all to do, you definitely got to keep the faith. You definitely got to keep hope up. Keep hope alive, like they say. Got to keep it. Because with that, we can do anything. As long as we have that, we can do anything. Just got to keep fighting for what's right, period. But y'all make sure y'all tune in each and every night, same time, 6:30. And I will be here tomorrow night telling y'all more and more and more about what's going on. I mean, my job is just to empower, encourage, and lift up. So with that, on that note, y'all have a blessed evening, and I will talk to y'all tomorrow, same time, 6:30. Be blessed.